At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy NFL Eve. That's right. Just two more days. We got the world champs,
Tom Brady,
and some generic team that's going to be fodder for. Oh, sorry. Too soon for that for the Cowboys? Too soon for that for
it's
Dallas?
Too soon,
that
bro.
9-8 team.
I'm sorry.
Maybe 8-9.
like I've said for years, the Cowboys are doomed like Sisyphus to be pushing the rock up the hill. They are doomed to be a 500-ish team year after year after year. And remember, I've said this for quite a long time, year after year after
yeah,
year
buddy.
After year. Here they go.
Lyle Collins and Zach Martin. That's a problem. Plus Dak Prescott and the zipper ankle and bad shoulder. No matter what you're saying about it, yeah, it does not set up as a pretty opener for the Cowboys. But you know what? That's why they play the games, and we'll still be out here mocking all the good, the bad, the ugly, and celebrating the return. 1 of 272.
So there's tons of NFL. We're going to start our big NFL predictions analysis for the season ahead tonight. We'll give you big, bold predictions for teams, for individuals. But before we get to the games, to say this, all our thoughts and prayers with Cedric Sabalos right now, who is a longtime friend of the show. We've had Ced on the show for years talking NBA with us. Yeah. And he put up a post on Twitter earlier today. This is his 10th consecutive day in the ICU unit as he has been dealing with a very bad case of COVID. And I'll read to you from his Twitter page, in which he put a picture of himself up with a big mask over his face. On my 10th day in ICU, COVID-19 is officially kicking my butt. I am asking all family, friends, prayer warriors, healers for your prayers and well wish for my recovery. If I have done anything and anything to you in the past, allow me to publicly apologize. My fight is not done. Thanks. And that was said earlier today, a few hours ago, and you can tell how serious he's looking in the situation he's in. He's apologizing to people if I've wronged you. Like, this is what you do when you're scared and you think, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to talk to anybody again. So all our thoughts and prayers for Cedric Sabalos as he deals with COVID. Again, his 10th consecutive day in the ICU. At least I could say that the fact he can take a picture and put it on Twitter, he's okay enough, but you don't know how things are going to go. And again, well, you know, Ced's been a friend of the show for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still remember when he came on and said the Warriors are going to go 82-0, and he bat, you say, no, they're going to go 82-0, man. Like, come on, they're going to lose again. No, how are they going to lose? They got this. They're going to go 82-0 with Kevin Durant. They're not going to lose a game. It's going to be all the way through. It's going to be easy. I said, what about the second nights of back-to-backs? What about when they rest? No, they still have enough. Oh my God, that was awesome.
We've had a lot of fun with Ced on the show, and I hope to do so again. So all the good thoughts to him. I saw that this morning, and you know, just the number of folks that you and I have known, Jason, who've dealt with this stuff. Some who unfortunately didn't make it out of it. So you know, this one just kind of hits again. You know, when you took off any time during basketball season, Ced was in here a bunch with me. So we had a lot of chats, a lot of behind the scenes stories, and he still owes me a ride on his Batman motorcycle thing that he drives around. So
you had to do
all the best wishes, man.
You couldn't just say motorcycle.
Dude, it looks like it was straight out of the Dark Knight, man. I'm telling you. The thing he would roll in on that, you know, if the gates weren't working, it was too wide to get past. Like, there was no chance you were walking that around the edge. You know, you needed it to lift because that thing was heavy as hell. But no, lots of good thoughts. You just see the outpouring of love from the sporting world. But, you know, another reminder, you know, reach out to your people. We keep saying that every night, either, you know, yesterday with Michael K. Williams or Tunch Ilkin over the weekend. You know, just make sure people get right, and check in on your people.
I would just want to know that you got out, Master Bruce. I wouldn't need to talk to you. I would just need just that you got out, that you got Harmon out on that motorcycle, gave him a ride, and then just kicked him out like halfway through. He rode through the street like it was a stunt. I would just want to know that Harmon got out.
That's the hope.
Because I'm picturing you like in the sidecar of the motorcycle with the goggles on and smiling like, you know, hey, I'm in the sidecar of the motorcycle. That's kind of how I'm picturing Ced Sabalos driving you in the motorcycle.
Old school sidecar. I like that. Yeah. Man, you know, the bat cycle had it sometimes. Sometimes it didn't. I mean, you know, it depends on what you needed and what the script called for.
If you want to put a wish to Ced Sabalos on Twitter, he is at Ced Sabalos. That is at Ced Sabalos. Keep fighting. He says the fight is not done. Keep going. Keep kicking ass and keep doing your thing, Ced. We're all thinking about you here at Fox Sports Radio. But our business, of course, is sports. And look, it's a big week in the NFL. We're going to make big predictions about things in the season. I got a doozy for you coming up in about 10. I mean, a real doozy coming up in about 10 minutes. And it's not a Jets prediction. Okay, just right now, it's not a Jets prediction. I could have a good doozy Jets prediction, but it's not a Jets prediction.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
Well, I mean,
it's not
a Jets
prediction.
You know, you saw the story that was just circulating a little while ago, right?
Which one? You say which Jets?
No. I need to make you nervous, but it was a positive one of Zach Wilson going up to Robert Saleh because he had a question about something, and 4 hours later. Just like, kids, you need to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, when they have the big chalk talks at night at camp, when they sit and roast marshmallows together and
talk
about X's and O's all the way into the end of the night.
Bust out a little projector that comes flying up out of the ground behind the logs. It's good.
No, that's a great. No, that's a great story. I know they have that kind of relationship. I thought you were going to say, "Hey, did you hear this? Zach Wilson said, hey, it's Super Bowl or bust this year for us, or you know, some kind
no,
of crazy
ass thing
like that."
No, that would be fantastic. Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness. Oh boy. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Jets. What is going on? What is happening? Stop saying that. So again, that wasn't what happened. But as we say, hey, we make predictions here on the show. We talk about things all the time. And look, most of the time we're right. Sometimes we're wrong.
And
last week when I said, hey, listen, remember we talked about all the superstar players that are unsigned going into the season and the guys that have no chance of playing. I said, Le'Veon Bell, he's got a 0% chance of ever playing in the NFL again. Who's going to sign this guy, right? He was awful with the Jets. He basically held out, got paid, and did nothing. He goes to the Chiefs, who couldn't even use him on the field when they needed him the most in the playoffs last year. He was a DNP in the Super Bowl. So who really is going to sign him again? Look at him. He's unsigned all the way through camp. Even with injuries, no one's going to sign him. It's a 0% chance. Sources say the Ravens are adding Le'Veon Bell to their practice squad with a plan to move him up to the active roster and elevating him very soon. So Le'Veon Bell will be back in the National Football League. Baltimore, who of course have lost two running backs to season-ending injuries. They didn't call Todd Gurley. No, no, no. We're calling Le'Veon Bell. Okay, yes, he's back in, and yes, I got this wrong, but do you really think you're, what do you think you're getting with Le'Veon Bell? I don't want, what, suddenly it's going to be, hey man, I was watching highlights of him from like 2014 and boy, it was great. If we get this guy, yeah, let's sign him. Look at those highlights. That's really what people do.
Break glass in case of emergency. That's kind of where we're at. We talked about it with Jason Lockenfora, who's out there in Baltimore yesterday. And look, the guy that you're still looking at is Tyson Williams. You know, he's going to be the number two to Gus Edwards. Justice Hill was a guy that couldn't stay healthy in training camp and made it just based on a numbers game. That's just the way it worked. But you're looking at a guy 6 feet, 220 is Tyson Williams, can catch the ball out of the backfield, not afraid to mix it up in between the tackles as well. So he's going to get the first shot. And Le'Veon Bell is there. All right, he looked good. He beat out the other guys they brought in, Devontae Freeman and these other guys. That's all fine and good for now. This is a placeholder. This is a Band-Aid. And I actually gave it, what did I give it, 10%, 20% like that?
I think so, yeah.
Just as a, all right, he might get a sniff. But remember, when they were having all those injury issues in Kansas City last year, right, when you had Damian Williams opt out, Edwards-Helaire had his injury, he couldn't beat out Darrell Williams. So what am I expecting here? I mean, unless Gus goes down, and I ain't speaking that into existence because he's one of my favorite players to watch, man, especially if that offensive line is motoring. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, but he went to Tottenville, man. He went to high school in Tottenville. I can't root for a guy that went to Tottenville.
My
high school's arch enemy is Tottenville. We hated Tottenville. We hated them. Oh, they show up in purple the whole time. Everybody was in purple. The whole team, the uniforms were purple. The families came. They were all in purple. The little kids were all in purple. Oh, we're purple. We're purple. Oh, I couldn't stand that. He went to Tottenville. I can't root for the guy. I can't root for him.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's the you're entitled. That's fine.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I have some problems with some administrators and some fantasy leagues that I need to talk about in terms of guys going straight to free agency instead of having a pre-week one waiver wire thing. In other words, if you're not attached to your computer, you're screwed. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. We make the best of it, and we put our waiver claims in where we can, and we get ready for week one. But, yes, Le'Veon Bell is back. He's back. He's like Voldemort. He's back. And I don't know what that means. I would love to see Le'Veon Bell playing like he did 4 years ago before he opted out of football. And then everything kind of went to hell from there. Because once upon a time, he was what, a top three back?
Yeah. No, look, he was. Not too long ago. It's not too long ago he was. And suddenly, look where Le'Veon Bell is now. This is why when we say, hey, the running back position gets overvalued, it's because something like this, a guy could be the best and then he's just not. after a year. And now you're seeing teams, they still like to run the football, but they're not going with the one bell cow. It's going to be, we got to get a couple of guys in here because an injury could kill us. Took everybody so many years to figure out, boy, if we lose our number one running back to a torn ACL or some kind of injury, we're really screwed. We got to get a bunch of guys in here, and we can't give a lot of money to the running back position. Look, Le'Veon Bell, you could tell he held out. All he wanted to do was get paid. When he's worried about physically and his health, I mean, just think about that for a second. When a guy says, hey, I'm worried about what happens if I get hurt and I don't have financial security, is that guy really going to try when he gets that financial security? No, of course not. And it's not something where he just decides, hey, I'm done, I'm quitting. It's just I don't work as hard as I used to. I don't do the things, the little things that I used to do to get ready for games and stuff in games I can do because I got my security, and if I get hurt, I get hurt. That's what happens to guys when they're all about the money, when that's the case, and you pay them, it never works out, right? It never, ever works out. And I knew it wasn't going to work out. I was excited because, all right, because the Jets don't get good players, you know, so to get a guy who was the best running back in the game, hey, this is great. But I knew it wasn't going to work out because it never does. It never does for guys that say, listen, I really, really am focused on the money here. And everybody is focused on the money. I get it. But when you are over the top so, and you talk about it, and you talk about, I need this and I need this if I'm going to sacrifice my body and I want this kind of money and this kind of money, then you have lost your balance as to what it means to be a successful player in the National Football League, which you need if you're going to continue to play, continue to get contracts, and continue to make money. Because what it is I'm happy with, you know, I got the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow here. But what about other pots of gold? No, there's no more pots of gold. You're grabbing this one pot of gold, whatever you can carry, you get to keep. But there's no stopping for more money. There's no way you're going to get more money because once you do this and that's it, you're not going to get paid again. And so now Le'Veon Bell's under, okay, I'm just never going to get paid again. Never. He's never going to get paid again.
Well, whereas that's just always the difficult thing with the signing bonuses up front, right? That's part of the game of chicken that you're playing as an organization about where the player is in terms of his process and why posting to social media and some of those other things, and in Le'Veon Bell's case, some of the rap lyrics and stuff start to be used in a, all right, what are we doing here? And look, you never make up that 15.5 he gave up and he walked out on. And as I've been consistent since the day I started doing this broadcast and years before that, man, it's go get your bag. I don't blame a guy for betting on himself and trying. Just remember that your decisions will have consequences, short-term, long-term. And Le'Veon Bell, as soon as you opted out, you opened the door to a lot of questions about what your considerations were because you had a pretty good contract, right? And then goes to the Jets, still gets a pretty sizable bag. But once that initial payout is there, plus all the hits, plus, you know, because that's when you start doing your, all right, let's do our algorithms of where drop-offs are based on a guy's usage in college into the pros and everything else. And for Le'Veon Bell, between his rushing and receiving totals, I mean, we're talking heavy, heavy workloads for a long time. So the cliff was going to come. Add that to, as you say, just questions about want to and wanting to be a 300-touch guy. Yeah, you've got problems that ensue from there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening. When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Happy NFL Eve Eve. Hey, hey.
No,
hey.
No.
Is that the Brian Fenley song? Hey.
No, because then there'd be some long attempt to bridge back to us, and it would get all awkward and weird, and I'd have to just yell, stop!
Would you do it just like that?
Just like that. I've done it before. You can check the archives. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, nice. Wherever you get your audio. The Jason All Smith right. Show with Mike Harmon. Download it. Give it 5 stars. We'll love you forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Now, I have 2 big, bold predictions.
Let's go.
For the NFL season coming up. All right. We're going to hit you. It's NFL Eve Eve, right? So let's take a look at a couple of big predictions I have. Because I'm feeling pretty good because, the Mets are up by 4 runs here. So I'm feeling pretty good.
That was on TV, too.
I'm feeling cocky. It's on FS1, man. I'm watching on FS1 now. Look at that. The Mets are in a nationally televised game in September.
I was scratching my eyes. I was like, is this like the start of that 86 documentary or what? It's like, no, those are guys that are on the team now. How about that?
Yeah. Look, like I said, just before we get to this, I'll be the first person to tell you, we really don't need another type of content at all about the 86 Mets. Okay? We don't need it. We don't need it. We're not going to learn anything we don't already know. I'll be the first one to tell. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but yeah. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you we don't need it. We don't need something else on the 86 Mets. We've seen it
all. Yeah, but it's like my 85 Bears, man. In theory, you've seen it all. And then someone suddenly is in the middle of a therapy session, either rehab for their physical ailments or just thinking about the fights between Coach Ditka and Buddy Ryan. So maybe they're getting a little help there, and all of a sudden there's a revelation of, hey, we had this fight. Remember that story? And all of a sudden you got another book, and that's how it keeps going.
All right, you know what? Listen, I'll give you like the 5% possibility that we can learn something new. Because what do I always say? Why do we keep remaking Spider-Man? We can't get it right, right? Why do we keep Spider-Man? Why? No, Tobey Maguire was awful. Andrew Garfield was just... Why do we... Finally, after like 11 chances, they get it right with Tom Holland, who is the best Spider-Man, and the Spider-Man movies have been 2 of the best overall, the MCU, out of the 25. I did my MCU rankings last night in my house. We did this whole thing. And I had both Spider-Man movies like in the top 8 of the 25 MCU movies that came out.
Well, you're going to have to forward me your list, because I told the girls that's one of the assignments, and Madeline's all on board. So we'll be doing those lists by the end of the week. So we got to start blogging about this stuff as well, right? Make sure it finds another list. life and more hate and derision and positivity to get soaked up into these pop culture blogs as well. We want to be known and loved, admired, respected, and hated all across our sports and entertainment categories. Absolutely.
Because I'll tell you, my daughter's kind of learning the art of the hot take. Like, when we did it, we said, hey, after Shang-Chi, where does Shang-Chi rank? Let's do our rankings, right, of MCU movies, right? So we do it, and I had Shang-Chi at 12. So it was pretty, I told you, it was pretty good. I had it at 12, so I said, here's my rankings. I sent it to her, and I have the best Marvel movie was Infinity War. I mean, I thought Infinity War should have won best film. I mean, it was just that good. It was the biggest event. As you know, look, as much as we looked forward to Endgame, Infinity War was just done so incredibly well. I said, all right, I get Infinity War number one. And she sent me hers. I go, wait a minute. She's got Captain America Winter Soldier as her number
that's
one
a good movie.
I said, whoa, that is a hot take right there. That's not one that people have at the top. That is a hot take. You are my daughter.
That is one that would be on the medal stand for a lot of folks, though.
Oh, Winter Soldier. Number one, though.
That's a good movie.
Yo, it is good. It is good.
As most of the time, I hate the character of Steve Rogers.
Who is boring. Yes, I get it. But that's the thing, is it's so many good movies. Like, yeah, but is it as good as, like, all these other ones? And that's where I'm like, nah, I got Winter Soldier down on the list. But yeah, that's my daughter. She's got a hot take right there. Hot take on Marvel.
I like that.
I kind of dig that.
So here we go. In front of her. Let's go.
Here is my first big, bold prediction for the NFL season. The team who is going to finish with the best record in the AFC,
Cleveland,
is going to be Alex Teichert.
Miami.
No, no, no. What do I always tell you? Is a broken clock always right twice a day?
Wait, was I right?
The Cleveland.
This pick's for you.
The Cleveland Browns will have record in the AFC. Look how excited Teichert is.
So pumped.
He doesn't know one player on the Browns, but he plays that drop all the time.
I don't even think they're in that region.
It's a conference. Look, this is the Browns' year. They should finish with the best record in the AFC because likely they'll be favored in almost every game they play. I mean, not against the Chiefs, but they'll be favored in just about every game they play. They were a big, deep playoff team last year, and their offense is loaded. Baker Mayfield is the perfect quarterback for that team, right? They figured out exactly how to do things offensively. They're deep at running back. They're deep at receiver. They are loaded. But more importantly, in the offseason, they took care of everything they had to do defensively, right? They went out in free agency, and they signed a couple of defensive backs that are going to be big for them, right? They go out and get Jadeveon Clowney. They use their top two picks to get defensive players in the draft. They did exactly what they needed to do. Okay, our offense is fine. Are we really going to add him? Well, we're paying. We'll figure out Odell if he plays this, he's that, nah, nah, nah. Our offense is good. Hey, let's make sure we fix the defense because that's what we have to do. And they bring in seven new names who are going to play big roles. This is Cleveland's year, all right? It's going to be a down year in the division anyway. Pittsburgh's going to stink. I think the Ravens are going to come back to earth a little bit. Cincinnati is starting out again. They should finish the season with the best record in the AFC. The road to the Super Bowl goes through Cleveland. It just goes to show you, just because you're for a long time laughing stock, loser, franchise, everybody makes fun of, sometimes there's a way out of that pit. You just have to make sure you want to leap, have that big leap of faith when you know that there's no bottom there. That's how you get out of that pit. The Browns, the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC goes through Cleveland. They will finish with the best record in the AFC.
Need a busload of faith to get by, Lou Reed saying all those years ago. Busload of faith to get by. Good offensive line, good run game. Your guy, Baker Mayfield, so long as he stays within himself like he did a year ago, not the gaudy numbers, but taking care of the football. As for Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, we did a whole thing, LeVar and I, a week ago Sunday because he started calling out offensive linemen. It's like, dude, you've done nothing, all right, for several years now. Just because you got Myles Garrett over there doesn't suddenly mean you're going to be Superman again. You're still trading off the reputation of a big hit you made in college when Steve Spurrier was talking about Clowney. I do like the fact that you do have Greg Newsom getting a little bit of love, the rookie out of Northwestern. Curious to see how the defense hold up, although I think the division's going to be better. And I think from the AFC, your wins leader comes out of the division, but it is the injury depleted running back situation, because it doesn't matter. Lamar Jackson's still going to run for 800 to 1,000 yards alongside Gus the Bus, and they'll find other people with Tyson Williams. Those receivers will eventually get on board. The defense will be ready to go. I'm going to take the Ravens to have the highest win total of the year.
Hey, listen, I hope you're right, because you and I have Lamar Jackson in a big fantasy league, and I got him in another league. So, hey, I'm hopeful for that. Did the Ravens really get better? Did they solve their issues in the offseason? And they're losing, and they lost a couple of running backs, and they're bringing in Le'Veon Bell. That's going to be tough, man. Eventually, the league's going to catch up to Lamar Jackson a little bit. And for the Browns, this is a year where if they don't take that big step, and this is the not the danger in it, but life in the NFL, if they don't take that big step this year, there's got to be changes. Because it's okay, if they don't take that next big step from 11-5 to winning the division to going further in the playoffs, it's okay, we got to move stuff around here. And it's okay, it's Baker Mayfield going forward, depending on the year he has. Are we good with our running backs? Need to upgrade at wide receiver? How are we going to fix these things? But I'm pretty confident that that's not going to happen. Look, Kevin Stefanski came in and grabbed a hold of that team right away. And the last 12 games of last year, the Browns played with such mind-numbing consistency. They scored big. They made enough plays. They were able to throw the football when they had to. They were able to run the football when they had to. They are an all-weather team. Mayfield's the perfect quarterback. I'm telling you, man, Browns. I feel like we're going back to like 1988 with Ozar and Webster Slaughter and Ernest Biner. But this is
Ernest
the Browns
Biner
year, man.
In, so you, you've really hit the next level.
I've won with Ernest Biner. I've won.
No, that's good. From the Ravens side, just for a moment, the upgrades at wide receiver. Now, Sammy Watkins isn't a world beater, but you did bring in some young talent coming off surgeries. So that's the question. How quickly do they get back up to help Hollywood Brown move things forward? Devin Duvernay, I've seen him written up in a few spots as one of those sneaky deep sleepers. Remains to be seen, but they just ponied up a lot of money for Mark Andrews as well, who I fear the injury bug for him, but all that said, great defense, and that offensive line is back and ready to roll. So we'll fight in the AFC North.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Phone number 877-99 on Fox. There you go. Our picks for your AFC best team in the conference. I'm telling you.
Cleveland!
Watch out. Hey, tie shirt seat. You had no idea that was going to work, but
I planned it all along, Jason.
Ah, nice. Now, wait till I tell you. Who's going to win MVP in the NFL this year?
LeBron.
That is not going to be the answer. That is not. I'm sorry. Tie shirt, you had it, and then you went over the line.
Well, he can't hit perfect all the time, Jay.
No, that's true. I know. And you know LeBron James plays basketball.
Does he?
Yes.
Well, he wanted to be a tight end for Cleveland.
And he would have been great, right?
For the Cowboys, right? Yeah. According to Rich Paul, he's got that contract and proposal that Jerry Jones sent on his office wall.
Yeah, he would have been a great tight end. Just ask him. He would have been a great tight end.
That's what he tells you. Absolutely.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MVP in the NFL, part of our big preview week here on the show. And to win the MVP in the NFL, it's not just the best player, right? Because you could say, okay, well, it's easy to point this out. And it's not quite like MVP in Major League Baseball. To win the MVP in the NFL, you have to carve out your own storyline. And the season becomes about you for whatever way, shape, or form. Because look, in Major League Baseball, whoever, are we going to say, is the season about Fernando Tatis Jr.? No, it's not. Is it about Brandon Crawford? No, it's not. That's why it's different. But who is the football season going to be about? And who has the visibility and the opportunity to show that, hey, my team from last year, look at where I am this year and where we are and what I can do because of the season I'm having. And that's why I'm going to pick for MVP in the NFL this year, Zach. Oh, sorry. It just rhymes with Zach. I'm going
to
pick.
I'm trying to find him on my list here of
Zach Wilson.
I don't see him.
I'm going
to
pick.
Oh, no, there he is. He's 200 to 1.
Dak Prescott. For MVP Ooh. In the NFL. Right?
Well, that now, means you're Cowboys, making a big prediction that the leg and the shoulder aren't going to be an issue.
Look,
or the fact that his offensive lineman won't be there for the start.
Well, that's true. And it is going to be a little bit of stuff to overcome from him early. But when Dak Prescott, when we last saw him, the guy was playing at a really high level. He scored 30 touchdowns, nearly 5,000 yards passing, okay? And he's coming back to a team that is going to be the story. Can the Cowboys get back to where they were after a year away and no Dak Prescott? The Cowboys already are one of the biggest stories in football every week. But as long as they win and are competing for the NFC East, and let's face it, the NFC East is terrible. It stinks. As good as Washington might be, this is still a team that was 7-9 last year and didn't really bring a whole bunch to make them better. Oh, but they were good the end. Yeah, still 7-9. Okay, 7-9. Doesn't matter. Who are their quarterbacks? 7-9. All right. Yes, I like Washington. They're a nice little team, right? It's a nice little, but they didn't do anything to say, oh, look how good we're going to be. Here comes Dak Prescott and 10 wins, 10-8. Is going to wind up winning that, or 10-7 is going to wind up winning that division or staying there. The division is awful. Dak's going to put up numbers. He is going to be a weekly story, and he's going to be someone that we flock to in the beginning of the season, much like last year where after the first couple weeks, oh, Russell Wilson's your MVP. Dude, it's week two. What are you talking about? This is going to be Dak Prescott, but because it's Dak and not Russell Wilson, this storyline is going to continue. And as long as Dak puts up numbers and the Cowboys stay in contention at the top of the NFC East, it's going to be Dak Prescott. Look, Josh Allen can have a phenomenal season. He plays for the Bills. Right? In the end, he plays for the Bills. He can throw 40 touchdowns, plays for the Bills. Doesn't matter. Dak Prescott with a really good season, maybe a season that he has been building towards his NFL career because clearly he looked like he was getting there before he got hurt. Dak Prescott, MVP in the NFL this year.
I like it. 16-1, the current odds as I look out here. That would make him the fifth favorite behind Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, and... well, Tom Brady. Tom Brady could do that. I go a little bit down. It would be easy to just say, all right, I predicted the most wins in the AFC to Baltimore. So Lamar Jackson, he's at 18-1. But we'll go a little further to that guy you mentioned. And look, on Monday, I've already got
Oh, Zach
inserted.
Wilson? Really? Zach Wilson?
No.
Oh, that dude, I like that. Oh,
you
no.
did
oh,
mention
okay.
him.
Sorry.
You mentioned some others. Look, if I were a real wagering and lunatic, Jimmy Winston at 50-1 would be interesting. I call him Jimmy because my dad calls him Jimmy. He likes just calling him Jimmy. I don't know why. but it's like he listens to the show or something. So he picked up on that. But I am going to go back to Russell Wilson at 20-1. And on Monday, that's the B block of hour one, just so you know. MVP talk. While we're breaking down Monday Night Football, as it happens. But I'll take Russell Wilson with the wideouts. Everett added as the tight end. I think the run game will be solid, but they're guys we know. They're a mix and match, 2-3-man operation, but you'll have balance. Even though they say, you know, the fear is they'll want to run the ball. No. Russell's still going to have to do his thing. So the numbers come, the wins come, and at 20-1.
Finally, a Russell Wilson. 0 MVP votes. Finally, Russell Wilson gets it.
Well, he finally gets over, right? Because it's a story. It's the buildup, the love of Russell Wilson. And now is his opportunity. If nothing else, he's going to get a vote. Do I get anything for votes?
Sure, if you want it. Like, it's like boxing a bet, like in horse racing. Like, if he gets a vote, yes, if you box the bet. Like, you say, oh, he gets MVP votes. Okay, then you kind of win, but you win less money than if you just bet it straight out.
Okay, I like that. No, that's good.
Yeah,
we're going to box our 1, 2, 3 in the – I bet you we could probably do this somewhere.
One, two, three
in the MVP candidacy. Baker Mayfield, at 35-1.
Oof, man. I don't know that he's going to have enough. I don't know that he's going to have enough.
The run game's going to overcompensate. Yeah, it's going to be overriding your Baker Mayfield love.
In Dak, they trust. Telling you, Dak Prescott. MVP. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations. They do apply. Well, coming up next, what are 36% more people going to do this year in the NFL than they did last year? We'll tell you, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yeah, buddy.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly, so be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So 36% more people are going to do what this year involved in the NFL? 36% more people are going to gamble on the NFL in some way, shape, or form this season. Obviously, last year, a little bit more difficult with COVID and games, and it was more difficult to try to figure things out, and point spreads were kept off the board for a bit because of COVID. But now, with everything getting back to normal, it is now predicted that 36% more people are going to gamble on the NFL this season. And I know so many people, Mike Harmon, in our industry who are so mad at the NFL for embracing gambling because for years they've tried to get the NFL to do it and wanted to do things. The NFL has been no.
Sure.
You can't have gambling in the NFL in the same sentence. You can't do it. But now that there's money to be made, and hey, gambling is a little bit more legal in places than it was before, now the NFL is getting into it. I can't tell you how many people I talk to in the industry, in our sports industry, that's so mad going, yeah, now they do it because they can make money. When we could have done it 5 years ago, we could have done this, I could have done this website, I could have done that. So many people are mad. But I get it. Look, the NFL couldn't just embrace gambling right away because they wanted to. They had to find a way to do it. Okay, when are we going to do it? We're going to do it when gambling is much more in the mainstream, it's legalized in more states, and it's not going to be as big of a deal to have the NFL kind of get in the same, kind of get in bed with gambling, right? And that's kind of what they did. They couldn't do it just 5-6 years ago. Hey, well, now we're going to do it because there's money. Whoa, there'd be regulations and all these questions. But now that it's become more accepted, it's not as big a deal. Now the NFL gets involved.
No, that's it. You got 32 states have passed some sort of sports betting legislation. So you've gone past the halfway point, right? Which means, all right, now we can push forward. And it would stand to logic based on the economic reality and the revenues, especially if this 36% increase based on that jump does come to fruition. Then other states are looking around, especially when you have crumbling infrastructure, schools that are needing more money, city infrastructure that's crumbled, and all the other issues that we've had post-pandemic, trying to stimulate your local economies and get businesses back on track. Yeah, there's a way to do that, right? It's lotteries, it's casinos, it's weed, and now gambling. So, you know, we got the NFL Network that's going to run odds, and very much, you know, back to the Tony Romo debacle of a couple of years ago, wanting to do the fantasy football thing, but because it was in Vegas, NFL got nervous, and they're just being prudent. Now, everybody has their betting and gambling podcast seemingly popping up. I've got the I Want Your Flex with Buyer on Fantasy, and then 1-900-LOSE-MY-ASS is going to be all my game picks for the NFL all year, so we'll have that too. So, and obviously picks on the show. We've got plenty of predictions guaranteed to frustrate you all.
Yeah, so look, I get why people were upset, but
yeah,
the NFL just had to wait for the right time, so it wasn't as big a deal.
Got to be prudent.
Here we are. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, the only real reason you need after week one in college football, why we need an expanded college football playoff. It's all you need. It's the only evidence you need. It's next, right here, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels.
No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.